we're going to try and squeeze Stump the Chef in here before the president steps out into the Rose Garden for the press conference, which is eagerly awaited here. Let's talk to our chef, Joe Farina, second time appearing on Stump the Chef. You definitely did very well on the first time around. Now, the question is, what does the second time around look like for you? I think it's going to be a relatively easy one, Chef, because Patty is joining us, and I think she's giving you a layup because she just wants to learn a secret recipe from you. Patty, what are the three items?
Eggs, potatoes, and peas.
Eggs, potatoes, and peas, Chef Joe.
Eggs, potatoes, and peas, Patty. You need a grocery delivery, Patty.
Okay.
We'll make something for you here. Hello, Ro. How you doing, by the way? How about we do a Italian frittata?
Okay.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
It's an Italian omelet, and what you could do is you could peel all your potatoes, and you can, you know, saute them, cut them real thin, put them in maybe a cast iron pan if you have one, and do them with a little olive oil, salt, cracked pepper. And then we're going to take your eggs, and we're going to put them in a bowl, mix them with some Parmesan cheese, a little bit of breadcrumb, salt, pepper, parsley if you have it. Toss your peas into that, the egg mixture, and really beat it up really good to get it nice and fluffy. Then, I don't know, do you have a nonstick pan, Patty?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I usually do is I transfer the potatoes, the cooked potatoes, into the nonstick.
Okay.
With very little bit of the oil, add some butter at the bottom, add your pea Parmesan egg mixture, and then you're just going to, like, you're doing an omelet, you're just going to keep tilting the pan over, and then you're going to finish it in the oven.
Oh, okay.
Probably around a 12-inch pan, probably around 10 minutes, so your eggs are nice and fluffy. You're going to pour it onto I usually use, like, a cutting board, so you can cut it like a pie, and then I add a little more shaved Parmesan on top, or grated, whatever you prefer.
Okay.
That'll be your dish for the night.
That sounds good.
See? I've got one question, Joe. When you're actually swirling that around like the beginning of an omelet, how firm do you want it to be before you put it in the oven?
No, you want to get most of the liquid down. Then you pop it right in the oven.
Okay, so in that way, it won't burn
on
the bottom.
You don't want to overcook the bottom.
Right, because you don't want to burn the bottom. That's very important. Because you're flipping it, and the bottom becomes a top, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. When you flip it onto the board, the bottom's the top.
Right, exactly. That's what she said.
Rose? Does that work?
That works, Patty. Thank you very much. Congratulations. She rips us off for a $25 Lou Malnati's gift card, home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Order online at loumalnati's.com or the Lou Malnati's app for curbside pickup and no contact delivery. All right, Chef, how are things going at Victory?
Good. We're doing a lot of carryout. We have our South Loop location and our River North location open. Plus, every day we're doing a different ER. You know, we're doing a lot.
Oh,
we did Mercy today. We're doing Anthony Rizzo tomorrow with Evanston Hospital.
Oh, that's great.
And then we have a couple more during the week. It's towards the end of the week. So it's been really good. We really enjoy giving back also.
Well, that is a lovely thing. I know that Ryan Cheverini has been a part of that. He was inducing you.
Yes, he sure is.
Into the whole first responders thing and making sure the first responders are getting fed. And hospitals are really the most, think about what it is to wake up in the morning and know you've got to go in there. If you're a nurse or a respiratory therapist or a doctor, whomever is going to have that direct contact with those patients. And some of these stories are just absolutely heartbreaking. So thank you.
They are really the heroes in this whole thing, Ro.
Oh, there's no question about it.
And, you know, Ryan Cheverini, he did a great job with that ER challenge. I also challenged some other of my restaurateur friends, and it's really going well.
Heard you got Gibson's involved in it. Is that true?
I sure did. I was talking to Steve Lombardo and Greg Horan from Gibson's, and I told them, and they said they'd love to do it. They were really happy. They did, I believe they did Northwestern a few days ago. Maybe yeah. Friday they did it. They're doing a few more this week. Yeah, it's really going well.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was just thinking about this. I cannot wait for this to be over, right? I mean, obviously, restaurateurs cannot wait for it to be over. But the idea of being able to know that you can go out to a restaurant or, you know, God forbid, a bar or you know, anywhere else. I mean, just imagine how different our life is now than it was 6 weeks ago.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Totally, totally different.
Yeah,
totally. Totally. I mean, yeah, I talk to people all day long and they're like, what do you do? You know, I mean, I'm going into a restaurant, but it's not like having, you know, guests in a restaurant.
Right, right. It's empty. It's got to feel, even though you're, you know, the food's going out the door. All right,
it's
Chef
like
Joe. Yeah, it is. Well, this whole thing is, I mean, you can walk down. I do this almost every day. You can walk down Clark Street in the street, right? At like 10 o'clock in the morning.
It takes me 8 minutes to get from South Loop to River North when it used to take me 45 down Michigan Avenue.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. All right. Well, let's hope that this thing ends soon. Yeah, you too.
Everybody out there, stay healthy. Talk to you soon.
All right. There he goes. Chef Joe. Chef Joe Farina from Victory in River North and also on South Michigan Avenue.